So, Michael, what is Jaded Heart doing right now? What does the band have going on?
Right now we're just in the finishing process of recording a new demo, which will include like 3 songs, and which will be out to the record company for the new record. So we're trying to we had like 12 songs ready now. We've been to Stockholm, got together for songwriting and blah blah blah, and the record company Frontis Records said, okay, I would like to have a 3-track demo. We are about to finish the demo now, and so to sign the new record deal, and then it's a little bit of vacation time for us guys. We're going from 1st of June till like 20th of June, everyone is going on vacation, and after that we're going to play. We've got to play a gig on the 18th of June with Cinderella here in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we're going to hit the studio and record the new album. It's going to be like in August or something.
That's great, and it's awesome to hear. And how would you compare the new song, say, to your past material?
It will be a mixture in between Hell of a Time and the latest one, Perfect Insanity. So the latest album was very hard, very heavy for Jaded Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to, mix it together with all the melodic stuff from Hell of a Time and the more heaviness from Perfect Insanity.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Michael, that I really like about Jaded Heart, and one of the biggest things I love about this band is that you guys have a really great grasp on writing really good melodic songs. And I have to ask you, if there was one musician or songwriter that has had the biggest impact on you, who would it be? And why?
For me?
Yeah.
Probably like Paul Stanley, because he's able to really like write melodic songs, has a great rock and roll voice, and is able to play really heavy music. Yeah, Paul Stanley, that's a hit songwriter, I think.
Now, how much work has really progressed on this upcoming album? Do you guys have any song titles? Do you have an album cover? Do you have any song titles yet for any of the songs?
For the upcoming album?
Yes.
No, not yet. Not yet. So, Johan, the singer, is still writing on the lyrics, and when he had all the lyrics together for all those like 12 songs or something, then we're going to decide for an album title, because you never know where the direction will go, lyric wise or even musical wise. Probably it's going to be a very heavy album. And after that, we're going to decide for the album title. So we don't have any title yet. But when we finish the album, that's going to be like September, October, then we will have an album title.
Well, and speaking of your singer, I really like his voice. In fact, he has a really great voice for this type of music. And I have to ask you, how did you end up finding him into the band? I know he replaced your previous singer, but how did you find this guy?
When we had to search for a new singer, that was like end of 2004, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, okay, are we going to go for a German singer? But in Germany, there are not very good singers around. Maybe like, I don't know, it's very limited. If you go for a heavy melodic singer, it's very hard to find one who's really interested or will have a great range or nice voice to fit to our music. So we decided, okay, let's look all over Europe to find a singer. So we were writing like emails to friends which are located in England or in Sweden or in the Netherlands or Italy. And we got so many responses from Sweden at that time. So we had like 3 singers which were into, being a singer for Jaded Heart at that time. And they realized that in Sweden, Scandinavia, there's this really, big music scene for rock music or heavy metal music. because everyone seems to be in the rock band, and so we decided, okay, let's go for Sweden, because the flights are very cheap to go to Sweden, back and forth to Germany, and it's, you know, takes Johan, our singer, maybe just for 2 hours to go by plane to Germany and to join the band, you know, for rehearsals or something. And he sticked out as the most, you know, interesting singer that we just invited him to come to Germany. And when he stepped out of the plane, he was, I mean, it took us 1 minute to realize that this is going to be the guy, because he's, you know, he's good, got a good, very good, you know, what's it called in English? I don't know. You know, when you see him the first time, it's like, wow, this is the guy.
You just know, just the way he looked.
Yeah, yeah, right. So then we were hitting the rehearsal room, and when he opened his mouth and sing the first note, he was like, okay, yeah, we got the right guy now.
You know, and you always find those people, and you always look for, when you look for musicians, it's always really hard. It's kind of like you get those guys that come in and they sound good, but there's just something about them you don't like. And then you'll get that guy that'll come in and he'll just completely blow you out of the water. And you'll be like, this is the guy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you ever get that feeling when he walks in? It could be like 5 minutes and you'll be like, this is the guy.
Yeah, right. I mean, this, he's also a great person. I mean, you can have the best singer in the world in your band, but it doesn't work. You know, it's a kind of a family. It's like a marriage. And if there's some guy in the band who's, you know, who's right different than the other guys, and it's not a friend or a family member, it doesn't work out in a band. I mean, you spend so many so much time together in a bus or something, or hotel rooms or whatever. You have to have a group, you know, a good vibe in the band. That's very, very important, and we're so happy to have finally the band together where everyone likes the other guys, or it's no ego in the band anymore, no rock star, you know, wannabe rock star in the band. It feels so good to make music with, you know, Johan or the latest guitarist, also from Sweden, Peter. We're all friends, you know. That's what it's all about. If you make music, you know, it's fun. It's fun to make music. That's the reason why you play an instrument, right? So we are very, very happy with the new line. I mean, not new lineup, the latest current lineup.
The current lineup.
Yeah.
You know, it is kind of puzzling though, because of the fact that, you know, in Germany, you have such a great metal scene. I found it very difficult to believe that you guys would have a hard time finding a singer, that a singer wouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why is that? I mean, you know, Germany is the hotbed for heavy metal, and I'm just curious why you guys haven't been able to find a singer in Germany. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we have good singers, but, you know, the good singers are already taken, because, you know, we have good singers in Helloween and Avantasia. We have in what else kind of bands? But if you're looking for new guys in the scene, mostly if the singers are not, or the musicians are not taken, they probably have some other, you know, mistakes. You know, that they're not, you know, not willing to do everything for the music, or whatever reason. You know, so at that time when we were searching for a singer, there was no one around who really could step in the footsteps of our old singer, who was a really good singer. But you know, you don't want to go a step backwards if you're looking for a new guy, you know. That's a problem. It's a big problem.
Now I'm kind of curious, do you ever get any type of response from the United States? Anybody from the States email you guys? You guys put out some really good music, and I know that Jaded Heart isn't the most well-known band here, but I'm just curious if you do get any email or any inquiries or any fans from the U.S. emailing you?
Yeah, sometimes, but most of the response is coming from Japan, from Europe, or Brazil, or something. U.S. Yeah, sometimes we got emails from the U.S., but not very often, because we never played there. We played there twice. That was like in 2000, I think. only two shows, and we were recording the fourth album. And since then, we never been there, you know. The only thing is, like, we got some response on the MySpace or Facebook sites, but that's not enough to come over to the VS or play some shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I think the music that we play is not very, you know, very common in the U.S., I think.
It is not.
Because our keyboard player, Henning, he's playing also, he was playing in White Line.
Mm-hmm.
He was over there playing, you know, American tour with White Line, like, 2 years ago. And he said that the rock music's really dying over there, so I don't know.
So do you have a tour planned for the upcoming release?
Yeah, we are going to play a European tour in October, which is in the planning process right now. And probably we're going to play some shows during that show as a headliner. So, but it's not confirmed yet, you know. But we have dates now, and we are waiting for the promoters to say yes and everything. So we are working on some shows as a support band for a big, you know, like a big band like Halloween or something. And you know, to reach different type of people and new fans, reach new fans and stuff. But we're probably going to Spain again, France, to do some headlining shows, because we're doing very well in Spain, for example. And that's going to be right after the release. So it was planned October, and I don't know if it's going to happen in October, maybe November. So let's see. It depends on the release of the record.
Now, looking back at the band's history, you guys kind of started off in a kind of a dark time for heavy metal and hard rock music during the grunge time. And, you know, my question for you is, how difficult was that for you? I mean, how difficult was it for you guys to start off during the dark ages of heavy metal, to start off playing this music?
Oh, that was very hard, because we were thinking, okay, we have still a big chance to, you know, become big, what call it, rock stars back in the day, and there was nothing, you know. There was an empty field. We were going on tour, and you know, it was hard to, you know, if you didn't look like Kurt Cobain or something to get people to the shows. That was really hard. So it was sometimes really depressing, and but it got better like 2 or 3 years ago. After the release for the first album, it got better and better and better. But the first, you know, the first tour that we did, it was really depressing.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that. And it was like, wow. If you're not Soundgarden, you weren't able to play somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing really like soft melodic rock music at that time, and that was, you know, not very interesting for all the people out there. I mean, but that was the music that we loved at that time, and so we had no other chance. We finally got a record deal, and then started to go on tour and to sell records and stuff. And I mean, we still, you know, stick to the music and everything. And it's been so many years now, and I think you have to, you know, if you are into the music, you have to stick to the music. If it's fun, you know. It doesn't matter if there are other, you know, trends are around or something. You have to do your thing.
Mm-hmm. So in talking about that, you know, talk about that, Michael. Through all that adversity, what kept you going? What was it that just kept you saying, you know what, I'm not going to quit, and I'm going to see this thing through all the way?
Fun. No money. I can't tell you that. It's fun. Because fun, you play music that we like, and we ever had, you know, we had fans, at least some fans from the beginning that were, you know, were keep buying our records and coming to the shows and stuff. That's in, if you have that, it, you know, it makes you proud to be, you know, in front of those people and play the music that you like.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, fun to play in a band. If you're kind of a whore or something, and if you see, okay, it makes sense to make the music for the people, there's nobody there, you can stop right away. I mean, you have to be strong and you know, trying to have fun playing the new music.
Now, you have quite an extensive discography, and if you had to pick out, and this is kind of a hard question for a lot of musicians, because everybody thinks, you know, each album is my baby, and this is something like, it's hard for musicians to answer, but I have to ask you, if you had to pick a couple albums that you guys have put out that have the most personal meaning to you and biggest impact, what would they be?
Two best.
Yeah, just think, what albums really had a big impact for you? Personally?
The biggest impact, okay, from the old area, there was the number 4, because that was our really first professional production that we did. That was in Denver with Bobby Barr from X, and that was a big impact for me, because, you know, we had like 3 albums out at the time, and then the number 4 was like, wow, this is going to be it, because... There was so much fun to record the album in America, and the really, really, really professional recording. So, and the album was a big step forward for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one was the latest, I think, because we had, you know, Save a Lion up for years at that time, the Perfect Insanity album. And it was it combines like heaviness and melodic rock, our melodic rock roots at the time. So the latest one, Perfect Insanity, of course.
What are some of the things that you're the most proud of, Michael? If you had to pick one thing that you're the most proud of doing music as long as you have, what would it be?
Most proud of?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing. I don't know. You know, I'm most proud of, okay, the response that we get from all over the world, that's what I'm proud of, because we played, you know, for example, in October last year, we've been into Japan our first time, and if you travel all around the world, like 20 hours by plane, and you know, you're walking the streets of a different world, and there are people coming up with CDs in their hands to sign, you know, and they call you by name. That makes me proud, you know. That, mm-hmm. It's so strange to see, you know, it's a very, very difficult world, and, just, you know, it's different, and people coming over and showing you that they are fans, that makes me proud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's strange. I mean, it's hard to, you know, it makes the world small, you know, that the people coming over and, you know, and like what you do on the other side of the world. That makes me proud, yeah.
If you picked up your iPod, or if I picked up your iPod and I looked at it and started browsing through it, what would I be listening to? What would you be listening to if you turned your iPod on at this very moment?
Probably this one that I... Killswitch Engage, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I like Love This Band, or what else do we have? Let me think. The latest Killswitch, that my favorite at the time. Saliva is an American band. I love this band, Saliva, the latest one. Unfortunately, they are very unknown over here in Germany.
Really? I'm surprised. Yeah. They have quite a following here.
Yeah, I know. But in Germany, there's nothing around Saliva. I love Saliva. They're modern. They're, you know, they have catchy melodies and everything. Yeah.
Do you have any last words for your fans over here in the United States and people that'll be listening to this radio show today?
I would love to come to America, and you know, if we have any fans out there, we would love to come over and play shows for all the fans and have a good time and present our music over there. That if there's going to be some fans over there, come to the shows. We work hard to, you know, come over to America again, and check out our music.